Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20, the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Christ the King, may I begin with a question. Do you have to share this message? We've been exploring the greatest commandment and the Great Commission over the last couple of weeks. And on the back of that, I wanted to ask you a couple of follow-up questions to the one I've just asked. Same question that I've asked your brothers and sisters here in Egham. If I say that as followers of Christ, we are commanded, required to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our soul, and with all our mind, that we are commanded to love our neighbor as ourselves, what would you say to that? My guess is there would be general agreement to that. We may have trouble living up to it, but I think we generally agree that it is a commandment for all of us to obey. That's the greatest commandment. What about the Great Commission? Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the end of the age. Who is that directed to? When Jesus said, "Go, so that all the peoples of the earth can be reached with the good news," who was Jesus speaking to? Do you think that the Great Commission is for all of us to obey? Is there even a tiny bit of you that thinks the Great Commission was given to the original apostles only, maybe just to the early church? I'll be surprised if you think that, although when you look at the passage, Jesus did say, "Go to all the nations," firstly to the 11 apostles. We see that in verse 16. He speaks to the 11 who are gathered there. But then in verse 20, when he gives the warranty period for his support of the work, if you like, that warranty period goes on to the end of the age. The implication is that the Great Commission is to be passed on to every generation. So no, not just the 11 who were there and not just the early church. Every generation of believers have to ask this question. Who picks up the mantle of proclaiming the good news in my day? I think ruling up the apostles is easy, as the only ones to whom that commandment, that commission was directed. But is there a part of you that thinks that maybe it's to be received in our generation by missionary types, like the Ailings, your mission partners in Tanzania, people who feel called to far-flung places? After all, crossing cultures and reaching all the nations is in fact a focus, or maybe even the focus, of the Great Commission, not just local evangelism as we sometimes think about it. So let's start there. Let's start with this cross-cultural focus of the Great Commission. Does Jesus command every single believer to be a missionary to the nations? Does this mean that you personally have to go? Or is it about supporting others who go? Well, clearly, not all the believers left Jerusalem. And not all the apostles had Paul's extensive missionary ministry. And you see in Romans 15, for example, Paul encouraging the people in Rome to support him as he goes to Spain. He isn't expecting all of them to drop everything and go with him. He's saying, support me as I go. Jesus does not expect every person to hear the Great Commission and hear in it a summons to cross-cultural mission. The New Testament does not teach that every believer should be a cross-cultural missionary going to unreached peoples as a frontier missionary. Now, that may come as a relief to some of you. But before you get too comfortable, the cross-cultural demands of the Great Commission still stand, and you need to ask yourself, who is the specific individual who will hear the call and go? Jesus himself said that he came to seek and save that which was lost. And if we are to be caught up in his mission, someone has to go. Because you see, how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they've never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, Paul tells us in Romans 10, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. So will you join me in praying for your church and for ours here in Egham, that we would know the joy of watching God appoint from among us people who feel a relentless and irresistible calling on their lives to get themselves off to the cross-cultural frontier to proclaim the glorious gospel of Christ. Join me in praying that our church and yours would be churches with beautiful feet, bringing good news both near and far. And let's make it personal as we search our own hearts and maybe look down at our feet and consider this question: how beautiful are your feet? You see, if we take into account other commissioning accounts, we will note that the beautiful feet should be yours and they should be mine. The call to be witnesses is one that is local as well as global, and it's a commission to all of us. Jesus also said this, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. In Jerusalem, local, throughout Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. If I'm honest, my feet were more beautiful when I first became a Christian than they are now. I became a Christian in a church where there was a lot of urgency about sharing the gospel, A church that was energized by the expectation that at any moment, God might send you beyond your comfort zone. I was sharing with my church that it's really interesting that a couple of decades later, dozens of us are involved in gospel ministry all over the world. Some remained local, some of them are in Zimbabwe, fervently serving the Lord. Some of us have gone to the ends of the earth. Looking back, I realize I was really privileged to be shaped in a community that really understood that the Great Commission was for all of us. That yes, we all have to share this message. We understood that there was a mission to be done at home, locally. And so as young adults, if asked about our work, we would answer, I work for the Lord at such and such a pharmacy. I work for the Lord at this accounting firm. I work for the Lord at church. I work for the Lord as a teacher, and so on. We didn't differentiate between full-time and ministry and others. We all worked for the Lord in our different spheres. There was a real understanding that we were all entrusted with the gospel message wherever we live, move, and have our being. More than that, there was also a very real understanding that just maybe this moment might be the moment where I am sent elsewhere. As a result, quite a number of our young people trained with YWAM, and I noticed that one of your mission partners has set up Youth with a Mission in Cambridge, if my memory serves. I went on a short-term mission with Operation Mobilization. It was in the water. I remember we would go to prayer meetings, literally wondering if we would leave, come out of that prayer meeting, preparing to pack our bags because we were being sent somewhere in response to the Great Commission. As I looked again at the Great Commission, remembered the passion of my youth, I realized to my sorrow that somewhere in the last 20 years, I have lost some of that passion and urgency. So I told my church family that I'm repenting of that. And I wonder if any of you want to join me in an act of repentance. Can we take it as read that, yes, we are supposed to share this message? Can we take it as read that we go to our communities as witnesses of Christ, sent to proclaim the gospel? Can we really raise our expectation that when we pray, when we worship, when we have conversations with one another, those moments could lead to a change of direction in how we live our lives? Can I ask you to close your eyes for a moment? Listen again to the words of the Great Commission. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Do you hear it as a call with your name on it? Your personal name, as well as your name as a church, Christ the King. You are commissioned as individuals and as a church to go to your neighbors, to your workplaces, even to the ends of the earth. Let us pray for grace to embrace this commission anew as ours and take our beautiful feet wherever the Lord will lead us, proclaiming and demonstrating the good news of Christ in Kettering and beyond, as we say here in Egham. a final word. As you do that, remember the warranty period of his presence with us lasts to the very end of the age. Therefore, go. Amen.